Excuse me. I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Standing Committee for the GNSO Improvements Implementation, and it is on the 17th of May. On this call, we have Wolf Ulrich Knobel, who is the chair, Alain Béranger, representing the NPOC, Ron Andrews, representing the BC, and Eggman Skelezi, representing the IPC, Angie Graves from the BC, and for staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Glenda Century. We have apologies from Mary Wong and Avery Doria. And if anybody else has apologies, could we please have them now? Not hearing any, may I just remind you, please, to say your name before you speak for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Wolf Ulrich.
Thank you very much, Len, and hello, everyone. And so we have today our SCI meeting, and we have an agenda for this SCI meeting. And at first, I would like to ask, as usual, is there anybody who has something to disclose with regards to the statements of interest?
Yeah, this is Alain Béranger. I'd like to make a statement, please.
Yes, please, Alain.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm afraid that I'm going to have to admit that I've joined this working group for learning purposes. I'm relatively new to ICANN, and I'm getting up the learning curve. So I must apologize because I'm fully aware that my level of knowledge is not sufficient enough to contribute for now. So I ask for your understanding. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Alain, for this. So and welcome to this group. Well, anybody is welcome to that, and I think that's great that you're joining us. Well, to hear and maybe also if you can. To contribute something, well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much. With regards to the to the agenda, I would like to ask whether we have any comments to the agenda. I personally, well, let me start with that. I have a comment to the agenda. I would like, following the email conversation we had yesterday and today with regards to the working method or process on this SCI, I would like to discuss that in order that we have a common understanding on that, and I would like to start with that if you agree. So that's my comment to the agenda. Is there any further comment? I hear none, and let me start with that. The point that we should just briefly discuss, well, our working method and have a common understanding on how to work. We had an email conversation. I had an email conversation. You have seen that with Ron. Ron was great. Well, to explain that. That it may be confusing that we are dealing or that we go or seem to go in parallel in different lines. That means on the one hand we have established working teams for specific topics on that. On the other hand, we are going to discuss those topics directly, although on the level of the SCI. So that's what I understand your comment on the one hand, I would like for me, you know, from my understanding, it is the first thing is that we have to, well, to get things rolling. You know, that's really, there is no, let me say, no kind of waiting on the different teams waiting for somebody who is starting with that. It should be clear that, well, somebody should start with that. And then we can discuss on the level of the teams and on the level of the SCI as well. I would like, well, to maybe to refer to Ron first, well, and ask himself, so whether what is the real issue here, and then how we can solve the maybe communication problem we had in the past. Ron, please.
Thank you, Chair. Ron Andrew, for the record. I think you summarized it quite well. The issue for me is really one of which track are we following, because I'm a little bit uncomfortable being part of a body that is to make definitive statements on certain issues. These are issues that come back from the GNSL Council or come back from other members of the community that need to be refined in terms of an implementation, policy, practice, whatever. If, in fact, I don't have enough background information about that topic to really give proper consideration to it and try to bring some logical thinking to it to the benefit of our colleagues who are working together on this thing, as well as to the greater whole of ICANN. So my understanding was that we would break down into smaller teams and kind of gather that background rather than just handing it off to staff to do, but instead we would do it ourselves. We'd go out and kind of gather some background around each one of these effectively four or five topics that we have, and then bring that to the attention and to the awareness of all of the members of the SCI. And at that point, we would get into some substantial conversation about it. And the goal of doing that two-step process, one, gather information, bring it to the group, and then the group discuss, would be to try to expedite the process and come to some logical conclusions. The second path is one where we're just saying, okay, I have a general sense of what that is, maybe not even that much information, but I'll pick it up along the way through the various discussions within the SCI and within my own stakeholder group. And based upon that knowledge, then we as a group will take decisions and determine which is the best way forward. The former method versus the latter method is that you gather more information, and with more information, we can make a better determination. The latter method, where we just start looking at these issues and start to debate and dialogue amongst ourselves without the benefit of having full knowledge of the topic, is, in my view, fraught with problems. And we're really not doing our job sufficiently. If we are a standing committee, we're supposed to be doing some work here that really, you know, irons out these issues. And I don't feel that we as a committee can do that unless we have the information. Information is our friend, as we always say. So without having information or the full benefit of full information, I'm struggling to see how we can make these determinations. For myself, as I look through these things and as we're in these various dialogues, I can shoot from the hip on most of these things, and you know, I may hit the bullseye or I may be so far off the mark it doesn't even hit the target. And that's the concern I have, is that a lot of us may just be shooting from the hip with some of these ideas, and that's really not doing the service to the community that we should be. So that's the reason I posted that email. I am confused as to which way we're going, and I do see on the agenda for today, you know, discussion about proxy voting and consent agenda and other things. So I'm just trying to understand, are we kind of, which direction are we going? It's simple as that. I really don't feel we can walk down two parallel paths. I think that's kind of foolish. There's no reason for it. I think we need focus on the SCI, and so hence my comment. So I'll just leave it at that, but that's really where I'm coming from. Happy to go either direction, whichever the chair and the committee decides should go, I will go that way. But I think it's really clear, important that we have one clear path that we're all walking down. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Ron, well, for that. Let me personally, if nobody else would like immediately comment, but let me personally comment on that. So it is a little bit thinking about the understanding of the SCI. On the one hand, it's called a committee, but I personally, up to now, have the feeling that it is not comparable with the committee we had in the past, like the OSC or the PPSC, the Operation Steering Committee and the other steering committee, which had sub teams working on really heavy and big items. You know, but when I say big items is, for example, you know that from your own experience, and we have been working together on the working team which was working on the rules of procedure, of the entire rules of procedures. And now, for example, we have just an element of the rules of the procedures, which is called the proxy voting. We have to deal with that. So it's just one element. So I would like to, I see that really we need a specialized view on those items. And also I would agree, we have to view on those items not only personally by ourselves, but with our experience and with our conversation to our communities we have. So that's what I agree. On the other hand, I was asking myself whether those sub-teams should have such a formal, let me say, constitution that the other sub-teams or the working teams had before, you know, they had a charter, they had their own email list and all these things around that. And then they were working and they came up at the end to the OSC, to the steering committee, and then it was something going forward and backwards. So I'm asking myself whether we should deal in that way with the topics we have on the agenda, or whether those topics could be solved or covered easier. It may be different regarding the different topics we are covering here. But okay, maybe this is just only my view on that. But it would be great well to hear some more comments on that. And I see Ron, you know, again, please.
Thank you, Wolf. Yeah, you bring up a perfect example. That working group that was in the process, it was in the, we reviewed all of the procedures for the GNSO Council. That went on for several months, probably the better part of a year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You were on it, I was on it, Aubrey was on it, Ray Fassett, I think, was on it.
Yes, he's also here.
The bottom line is that there's a number of us who are very knowledgeable about that topic. We debated for hours on end, and we had staff input that was quite significant. So when we come now to this one element of proxy voting here in this discussion, there's a very few of us that are privy to the depth of the dialogue that happened and how we arrived at the current procedures. And it's coming back to us now that there's something not quite right about those procedures, that something needs to be fixed. I think it's important that the rest of the SCI understand that. What was the debate and dialogue about? What was the history of it? How did we get here? Because this is the absolute nub of it. You know, we're seeing that, as Avery said, there's two ways that things could be changed, but it's obvious that something is not quite right, and if a coder was writing, he would fix the bug. And I agree with the general logic, but the point is, we who were a part of that working group understand it. The rest of the group here maybe have an idea of it, but I'm sure that they don't have the depth of understanding that we have. So, for example, we had Ken Bauer, who was working with us from staff on that particular element. It may be wise for us to bring Ken Bauer on to give a full kind of, 10-minute overview as to what exactly was it, why did we go this way, what were the issues that we were dealing with, and how did we, find ourselves with this particular procedure. So this is what I'm talking about, and that's what the working groups would do. The working groups would just step back a step and say, okay, so what is missing from this conversation? What would help the larger SCI to understand the topic? the details of the topic so that we can debate how to find the solution. So this is exactly the point, that we really need to flesh this out for others. I would guess people such as Angie and Alain and Jonathan and you know, just looking at the list that I'm seeing on the Adobe Connect, they have no idea what the debate was and what was going on there. And I think that it would be helpful for them to understand more about that background to be able to make those decisions.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, very much. And I see also Alain, especially, is agreeing to that. I personally fully agree. So it's, you know, as it's good that you bring up that point. So because I personally, since I was on some of those teams before and working on that, so maybe I'm thinking, well, the others may have the same knowledge as I have. And then on the other hand, they're missing this one. Okay, so that's good. That's good to hear. So that was for me, you know, the attention for example, and maybe you haven't seen that conversation with Julie just before that, you know, because I was asking Julie if she would be prepared, well, to give an overview about the proxy voting and the explanation of that, and she prepared for that. So that was my intention for this point, you know, right now. When we come to talk about it, I know, well, we have at first to create a common level of understanding of the topic itself and of the problems itself. And it comes to me more and more that did not yet happen satisfactorily until now. So it is fully agreeable from my point of view. The other thing is then the working method. So, you know, we have created these sub-teams, and we have tried, as a follow-up from the last meeting, Marika sent out a message, well, asking with the updated list so far, and asking for more interest, or if there is something, but okay, there wasn't a reaction from anybody to that. So we have the persons right now, and we can also start to discuss. Then I have seen from your email that was my feeling that there may be the teams or the members of the teams were waiting to an initiator, or to something which how we should start on that, and that is what I was meaning. Maybe we should also really ask for somebody leading those working teams, just leading, giving an initiation for that. I'm sorry, I have seen that for the group of the motion of deferrals in the last minutes, and then I was thinking, okay, I see, Owen, I'm happy that Ron and Angie are doing something here, so let me ask them, you know. I fully understand that there is something more to be done in advance, and let's discuss and talk about what we should do more, well, to initiate on the level of the teams, well, to initiate the work. Somebody there would like to comment on that.
Hi, this is Ann Aikman-Scalise with the IPC. I think that the idea of appointing a leader for each of the teams to coordinate with the rest of the members of the teams would be a good step forward. And I would like to voice support for the notion that information should be gathered and background should be gathered for each working team, because I feel that it's true that we don't want to make shoot-from-the-hip recommendations to the GNSO. I feel that if the purpose of the standing committee is to review improvements and implementation of improvements, that it should be a more thorough review that's supported by information and data.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Anne. And let's see Ron and then Jonathan.
This is Ron. Thank you, Chair. I would suggest in furthering the idea of having someone kind of coordinate each group, I would suggest that perhaps some staff, Mariko or someone else, could send a list of the various emails, or maybe put it another way, on each working team, on these small subgroups that we've developed. We have a list of who they are. And perhaps Mariko or someone else from staff could send that team, that subgroup, a list of all the email addresses that are part of that group. And I think that once I have, because I personally don't have all of the email addresses of the various people I think that are in my group, once I have those, then, you know, or anyone has those, we can very easy to send out a message saying, okay, guys, this is what we need to do. The next meeting is on this and such a day. Let's gather up the material and let's, you know, try to gather thoughts in this little short list that we have amongst us. And then we could submit that to the larger body of the SCI a week before the next meeting so that people will have the background and can digest it and talk a little bit internally with their own supporting group or organization that they're part of to get feedback on from them on that topic. And then when we all come to the table on that meeting day, people have had, one, the benefit of having the background knowledge and information, and two, they've had a chance to socialize it within their own group, working group, no, sorry, working group, their own constituency or such like, and get feedback from them so that when we have that conversation on the next meeting, then we really have something of some substance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Ron. Well, may I ask directly Glenn, maybe, so whether this is possible to disclose those, not disclose, but to send the emails directly to the members of those groups without putting them on the public list. I understand the problem. Glenn? Is Glenn here?
And Wolf Ulrich, this is Julie. I think what we could do is Marika has compiled a list of the sub-team members into a Word document, and what we could do is perhaps gather, put the email addresses on that document and put that onto the wiki. But I will have to consult with Glenn because... I think it'd be all right if we put it on the wiki as opposed to sending it to the list. If we sent it to the list, then it would not be, you know, it would go about public, it would be accessible publicly. But I think if we go and put it onto the wiki, that the wiki is accessible only to the members of this group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That would be helpful, yes.
So I'll work with Glenn on that.
Okay. Is there any more comment? Well, it's not Jonathan. Okay, we could do that. So at first, so that would be okay. That everybody of those groups knows well who the emails and from the other members. On the other hand, so what I think is necessary really, seem to be agreed with some people as well to talk about the leading or the initiating people. Well, I see Jonathan had a comment as well. Jonathan, please.
Thanks, Wolf. Really, I guess my comment is twofold. The first thing is that I'm very much sympathetic to and positive about the kind of points that Ron's been making about if we are to make progress. I mean, we're about taking a set of GNSO procedures that were developed and improved over with substantial effort, and if we are to sort of stand on the shoulders of those that did that work by further improving them based on current experience, we do need some background. So that, I think to that extent, I'm strongly supportive of anything helping us do that. The bit that I wasn't so clear on is I just wonder whether we're not a small enough group that splitting it into subgroups might make us potentially less effective. So I wouldn't mind if you and or Ron or anyone else could remind me of our key motivation for why we were splitting into subgroups. Is it simply that we feel we've got a lot of work to get through and we need to break out into the subgroups? And so that's really both a statement of support for having good background information, but a question as to whether we still think it's necessary to break off into these subgroups. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Rob, Jonathan. And, well, may I refer to Ron directly? Please, Ron.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yeah, the logic was only to say that we're all busy people, and it's evidenced by how many people are actually on the call today, because everyone, there's a lot of people at the regional meeting and this and that. So therefore, the logic of breaking into subgroups was simply to say, let's have a few people gathered together to gather up that knowledge as much as they can and just bring that forward. So rather than put it on the shoulders of every SCI member to get fully briefed on their own on every topic, break it up into smaller bite-sized chunks that a few people can work on each element, bring that data together, and put it forward. I think that last call, Avery, and I should be speaking with her on the call, but unfortunately she's not with us today, said, well, I'm concerned about somebody taking the pen and writing this stuff up, and I think there was a kind of a misunderstanding that this isn't about drafting anything. This is about just gathering information for the whole. And clearly, whichever subgroup brings forward background knowledge on a specific issue, and if some background knowledge is missing, any other SCI member can say, and oh, by the way, add this to that list of information because this is also a fact. So it's not like someone could purposely choose to exclude information for the larger group. Everyone is entitled to go out and to do their own due diligence and come up with all of the facts around any topic. All I was trying to do was to expedite that by saying, why don't we have three or four people work on this, three or four people work on that, three or four people work on that, and they all bring the various information they have together. They then see where they've duplicated information, so they edit that out, and they make one, you know, piece of paper to say, here's the background on this topic as we understand it. So it really was about expediting the process, making it simple, as simple as it could be, not a 5, 10, 20-page document, but literally a one-page or bullets. These are the issues that surround the topic. This is the reason that it appears it's back on our table, and here's the issue that we might want to think about in terms of finding resolution. In many ways, that's what happened last week when we talked about the consent agenda. What happened was I was ignorant about it, so I approached Marika. She came back with the explanation. I asked some specific questions about that information, got to a point where I was relatively comfortable with it and I felt knowledgeable about it, and I was prepared to address it, you know, this conversation when it came up in the next meeting. Well, as it turned out, we just took that work that she did and we gave it out to the group as a whole. So all I'm saying is that exactly what I did with her, with Marika, independently on the consent agenda, I'm suggesting that we have three or four people do that, gather that information together, and bring it forward to the group for discussion. So that was really the principle. I hope that clarifies it, but happy to discuss it further.
Thank you, Ron. Jonathan, do you still have your hands up, or is it from the last time? Okay, thank you. This is... I think we could start that way, though, because what has happened and what I understand is also we have to reach the same level of understanding each. So now the second thing what I understood from you, Ron, was that to say, okay, when that is achieved, that level, then we could start to discuss the items, the problems, on the level of CSCI. So please, if I'm not wrong, well, or if I'm wrong, just correct me. So that's what I understand. So the question is, I would like also to have such a kind of mixture that to saying, okay, we could discuss the problems, or we could share, you know, views on the level of the SCI with regards to solving the problem, but at first. So, and that was my approach as well, and maybe I was too quick in that way. That means we also need something, not only which gives us knowledge, but also which some proposal with regards to that, to solving that problem, which should come from the working team or from the groups who have been dealing with that. So that's how I would understand the work. Regarding your opinion or what you have been saying, Jonathan, was, you know, or the question, do we really need sub-teams? This is, you know, that's where I also have some difficulties with, you know, on the one hand, I see, okay, it's the issues are not that heavy, not that big, you know, to deal with. On the other hand, I see, okay, it has to be discussed in a broader way, and that needs some preparation, and somebody should prepare for that. So that is a kind of mixture of how we should deal with those topics. Just a brief question to one. Do you see that as a really hard cut between, you know, preparing for the broader knowledge of the entire SCIA and then the discussion of the problems itself, or how would you see that to be worked on?
Well, Wolf, as I said at the top of the meeting, you know, when I explained the two tracks, the two tracks cannot run parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're doing one or you're doing the other. Either you're going out and gathering the knowledge,
okay,
socializing that knowledge, then discussing and finalizing,
mm-hmm,
or you're just going right at the conversation, socializing, discussing, debating, dialoguing, let each member inform themselves, mm-hmm, and coming to a solution.
Okay.
As I said at the top of the call, I think the latter discussion, just going after it and coming up with a solution, is flawed. And it's flawed because we lack the detail of the,
mm-hmm,
knowledge. And I come back to this discussion about the proxy vote.
Okay.
You, Julie, me, Avery, we spent hours and hours and hours and hours in that debate and dialogue. Well, that was a lot of information that should be shared with the larger group before we tackle this proxy issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't. Having said that, I'm comfortable right now going after this proxy discussion. There are four elements there that I can discuss, but
mm-hmm,
I don't think that my colleagues on this committee can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, may I refer to Anne, please?
Yes, this is Anne with IPC, and it seems to me that there's a parallel between two topics we're discussing. One is whether we need to have subgroups or not, and the other is whether we proceed to a broad discussion with everyone on the phone or whether these subgroups work and do information. So I think that the approach taken depends first upon whether or not we agree on the subgroups doing the work and then coming back and reporting to the full group together. So that, you know, the procedure that we determine will determine whether we come at the subjects with enough information to discuss them intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
So if, for example, on the last call we determined, well, we'll have these subgroups and they'll develop the information because everyone is really too busy to, you know, deal with all these topics all at the same time, then that takes us down the road of having the subgroup teams develop information in between calls and report back to the full SCI during the full SCI calls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. I think we could start that way. So what we need, what I understood, is really then in each group somebody who takes the initiative. So doing that, and if I refer to the to the membership list we have to the various teams. So we have at the time being four teams. So we have a team for the deferral of motions, one for the proxy voting procedure, one for the update of genus of council voting results table, and another one is for the voting thresholds for delaying a PDP. And we have, so if I look to the updated list, the membership list, at least two people on each group, which is maybe enough for the first round, well, to solicit information and to prepare for the explanation, what is behind of that thing, what is what is the problems we have, and then coming back to the SEI visit. I would like to. My proposal would be okay. That's from each group we have. We just nominate or try to nominate today one leading person who takes the initiative, and then going forward with that. So would that be agreeable? I think there's no objection to that. Yes, thanks, Anne. And then yes. So then let's go through those groups. So the deferral of motions. So we have six people on board: Ron, Angie, myself, Krista, Avery, and Carlos. On that. Who would be the one to take the lead? That's my question in that. Deferral of motions. Is that something for you, Ron? I may ask you directly. It was in the minutes of the last meeting.
I'm smiling and laughing a little bit with you, Wolf. Just because my name begins with A, I'm at the top of the list. All kidding aside, I would like to recommend my good friend and colleague Angie Graves to take the lead on this one.
Okay.
Agreement. Angie.
Agree.
There you go.
Yeah, this is Angie. Yep.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you very much, Angie, and just to initiate the draft, and there will be on the list and discussion and I think so. We need an initiation for that. So then for the proxy voting procedure, by the way, I don't see Avi on that list also. She initiated today with an email where I was very happy to see that. Maybe she's also, she's welcome to meet that. Well, I would take not the lead, but the initiation if there is something which we need. Well, if that is necessary, well, but we can start on the grounds. Abby was starting this, but I myself, as I was a member of that group before that, so I could put together all the information which is necessary to inform the overall SCI about the problems. So that would be for the proxy voting, if you don't have something against. Then we have the council voting results table.
Wolf Hogan?
Yes?
Sorry, it's wrong. I beg your pardon. I you would ask if no one has anything against. I'm just wondering, again, just from a transparency point of view, and in fact, you're the chair of the SCI and you were on that working group, if it might be better to have someone else just take the lead on that topic. Maybe, and unfortunately, Mary's not with us today, but she would be, or Carlos would be probably the ideal one because they weren't part of that that working group. Just, again, looking at transparency issues and, you know, trying to make sure that we're addressing all of these things in an appropriate way. So that would just be a thought of, a point of order that we might just want to have a look at.
Yeah, thanks, Manuel, to reminding me to that point. So I sometimes I'm a little bit maybe I'm thinking about just to bring things forward, not taking into consideration that. I understand that fully. So I would be happy. So I will ask Mary or Carlos to do so, and I think we will find. Okay, well, I've just lost the Adobe Connect. I'm sorry. Again, there was some problem with my computer. Okay, anyway, then the next group was the group, which I mentioned, that was the group of the N, where you are. I think you have just sent or drafted a redline version of it, didn't you?
Yes, this is Anne, and I had completed seated only about three quarters of the table. This is a relatively minor project, I think, that doesn't have a lot of policy implications. It's just sort of a more of a drafting thing. Marika said she was very happy to have the additional clarifications based on the language found in the bylaws, and so, I mean, I'm happy to lead this small group, which I only offered to do this way because I too am rather new to this process and as a learning experience. But I'm happy to lead this very small project, which I think then Wolf, you'll double check my proposals, and Marika will double check them and against the bylaws, and that way we'll have, you know, hopefully,
okay,
something everyone can agree to.
I think.
Recommend.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your offer. I'll do that. Thank you. And then the other group is with regard to voting thresholds. Who is on that list? It's just on that group is Ron as well, Ron and Angie, Krista and Avery. So.
In lieu of the fact that Krista and Avery aren't on the call, and I've already pressed Angie to take the lead, I'll take the lead on this one, Chair.
Okay, great. So thanks very much. So we have persons, and I will solve that within the proxy voting procedures group who could deal with that. So then it would be, let me say, our... the process would be, well, those groups come back, and I think, well, let's talk about the timing later on, but they will come back with information, with the basic information around those topics as well, in a written or some bullet form with that, and if they have the timing between already, so then they could come up with some proposals as well with regards to how to deal with that topic, so towards a solution of the issue as well. I see Anne.
Yes, Wolf, this is Anne with IPC. My question is whether any of the people that aren't currently assigned to a working group might desire to be assigned. In particular, I remember Alain mentioning at the beginning of the call that he wanted to be in a learning process, and I can certainly relate to that. And I didn't know if there are others on the call that might, who aren't currently assigned to a working group, that might want to be assigned to a working group.
Yes, well, Alain, please.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Alain, we can.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Anne, for that suggestion. I truly would be doing this group a disfavor by volunteering any further. My volunteering time is more than 100% booked, mostly by ICANN. So although I love new assignments, I just have to deliver on my current assignments. NPOC is the newest constituency in ICANN. It was very welcome. Its creation was very welcome by ICANN board and staff, but it's still very fragile, and it's there's so much to do with ramping up a new constituency that I would beg you to give me your understanding that really it's not by lack of interest or sense of duty. It's really, I'd have to refuse the proposal by just having, I hope, a good sense of reality. So some of you on the call know my workload, so I apologize for being a taker right now rather than a giver. But in the end, I think it's a good way to learn is to participate in standing committee. Ideally, I would take on more work, but sorry to say, at this stage, I cannot. Sorry to disappoint, but I hope I have your understanding.
Yes, Okay, thank you. Thank you, Alain. Fully understood. And but in any case, well, your comments, or if you have also a specific comment on that, are very welcome. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I just saw on the chat that Ray is also keen on, well, to be taken on the to the proxy voting working group, and Ray, that is great thing, because you are the one who knows all this stuff as well. I'm just inclined, well, to ask for nominating you as leader of that group, if you like. I'm just waiting for your agreement on the Adobe Connect way. But anyway, so we can talk about later that. Good.
Wolf, were you looking for something from me? This is Ray.
Yes, Ray. Well, I was just inclined, well, to ask you whether you could lead that group.
I'd tell you the truth, I'd like to. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I was part of the GCOT, of course, as you know, and we did, as I heard Ron say, spend a lot of time on that. I can't commit to that now, right now, time-wise.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
Yes, okay, well, I understand. So I will refer to Mario or Carlos and hope I'll, one of them. So because, okay, as you have heard from Ron, in a sense, so that myself, I should be a little bit refraining from that. Anyway, so we will find a solution on that. Thank you very much. Thank you, in any case, for your support on that. Good. So now the question is, well, when we start with that, what is our time schedule for that? What is your feeling? I would like to ask you, well, to come up with just a short, let me say, output on the issues themselves. So for my feeling, but I'm related to some of those items which I know very well, so it, for me, it's easier to come up or to help coming up relatively on short term with that. So I'm asking you, what's your feeling? Is it could it be within 1 week, or you need 2 weeks for that, or what is that? Please comment on that, and I see you on, please.
Thank you, Chair. If we are going to hold to calls every 2 weeks or so, as we are now, and staff were to circulate the list of email addresses of the various subgroups to the subgroups, so we could start the dialogue literally tomorrow or the next, or on Monday, I wouldn't see that this should take more than a week to gather this information. I mean, the logic here is really to just reach out and grab supporting information. So one of the places, for example, people could look would be to the working groups themselves. As you said, you were part of the proxy voting procedure. Ray is also was part of that, and Avery was part of that. And the three of you are both, or I'm sorry, all three of you are working in this proxy voting procedure discussion. So you would know to go to Julie Headland or to our friend I mentioned
Ken.
Ken Bauer, exactly. And to have them prepare a draft and bring that back to you and have a look at it, make sure it all says what it should say in terms of the full background, and then you could submit it. So I'm saying that I think that all of us in the various subgroups, a week to 10 days is certainly plenty of time to go out and do this. This is not having to turn over rocks that have not been turned over before. It's just about going to the source of where the information is, gathering the information, and bringing it back to the larger SCI. And maybe, for that, from that point of view, we can allow 2 weeks for that activity. But the idea being, 1 week before the call itself, we would have had received, all of us would have received all this information so we can digest it and then start to address it on the call.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation.
Yes. And any other comment? Any other feeling with regards to that? So it may depend on the level of knowledge everybody has reached so far, you know, so maybe of different feeling. But it's, I think, we should start with that, you know. And so, on the other hand, I wouldn't like that we all forget what we have done so far, because we have some draft paper, you know, some commenting papers in the past, and I think Marika put all them to the related wikis. So if you refer to the wiki, in some wikis you can find those documents and emails which have been exchanged on the various topics. So that would help. That's one thing, one background on that. And then we will come back, send all the groups next time with a short paper on the basics of the topics, the outline of the topics, the outlining of the different problems which may arise from those topics, and then this is the good point how we can continue. Let me just summarize. Come back to the groups we have, so that I'm clear on that. So we have the deferral of motion. So the initiation is done by Angie. I understand. Proxy voting, I will solve immediately and ask Carlos or Mary. The count the voting results table. N, you are so kind to take the lead. Voting thresholds is Ron. Yes, that's it. So for the working group survey, this is still in the what we have as next topics to talk about and to be prepared for that. But let's focus on those four items at first. And, if you don't mind, we have almost, the 1 hour is almost over. And I think from the discussion today, it wouldn't be the best, to go into one of the first points, which are on the agenda right now. Unless you have the wish, to talk about one or the other. Well, one question I have does anybody of you needs more, let me say, support on how to work on that? It means, some contacts to staff or some more background on that, or is it for you in the diverse groups clear how to pick up the issues and how to come up with a short summary next time? Well, there is no at the time being. Well, just let's start with that. So if you don't mind, I would like to come to a close to that of that meeting today. And the first thing would be, and Julie, I would like to ask you to take care about the to send out the different email lists to the members. That's the basics they need in order to start discussions on the lists.
Yes, Wolf Ulrich. We'll either send it to each individual, or I think we maybe just can post it on the wiki if that is indeed not publicly accessible. But we'll
yes, but then well, just to inform everybody on the list. Well, then it will be on the wiki.
That's exactly what I'll do. I'll work with Glenn on that. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Anything else?
Just scheduling. Excuse me, it's Anne speaking.
Yes.
I'm curious regarding the schedule for the next meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Oh, sorry.
Only because, although I personally could do a call 2 weeks from today, but the day after that, then I'm out of the country for 2 weeks, and so I wanted to ask about other people's schedules and what your intention was.
Yes, okay. My intention was well to have in 2 weeks from now. That would be the 31st of May. Is that agreeable?
That's
yes.
31st of May, Wolf Ulrich?
Pardon me?
That is the 31st of May, Thursday, 31 May?
Yes, same time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And, well, good time. Goodbye.
Thank you, Wolf.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.